I'm here with Eleanor Livingston, and we're going to discuss the 2007 Stanza Poetry Festival in St Andrews. She's one of the organisers. How long have you been involved with that?
I've been involved with Stanza now on the committee for coming up for 4 years, and I've been in the post of artistic director for coming up for 2 years. I'm responsible, along with the festival director, Brian Johnson, for programming the festival, for deciding on the poets and the other participants who will be invited to take part, and preparing the programme of all the events, and also the themes. Stanza always has two themes for each festival, so choosing the themes is an important part of working out how any particular festival will differ from a previous one or a subsequent one. Our two themes are Homelands in Exile and Poetry in the Moving Image, which will primarily focus on film and poetry's connection with film. In every way, we're looking at films which have some connection with poetry, which can range from documentaries about poets or poetry through to film poems or poetic cinema.
The thing that came into my mind was, I can't remember the poem, I'm sure it's a poem with the John Grierson thing. There's a documentary and it's about the mail, I think it's about the train.
Ah, yes, that's one of the famous ones. That's the W.H. Auden, Nightmail. Yes,
right.
Indeed, that's one of the classic. Quite a lot of people are probably familiar with that one. There are, it's quite surprising once you begin to look how many poetry films there are. In Europe at the moment, and down in London, poetry film is very much getting quite a lot of focus these days. So I'm really excited about our film programme. This is the first time we will have had films at Stanza. And what we're going to be doing is turning one of the rooms in our hub venue at the Byer Theatre into a screening room for several days of the festival, over the festival weekend. And during that time, we'll be showing four poetry films, feature type length. They're not as long as a standard feature film, but longer poetry films. Possibly even more interesting, in between these set films, we're going to be running loops of short poetry films, different loops each day, but people will be able to come and dip in and out of these short poetry films.
Oh, that's lovely, yeah.
Films from the UK, from Scotland, from the UK, and from Europe. So we've put together what I hope is quite an eclectic and exciting mix of short poetry films.
What sort of subjects?
There are so many subjects. As I say, they do vary. Some are interpretations of poems, and some are films of poets reading, some with a kind of twist, a bit of a twist on them. Of course, the film programme is just going to be one part of the festival.
But do you have a setup whereby you have effectively like a headlining acts, as it were?
The festival this year, this is the 10th festival, the 10th Stanza. So we really have tried to make it something extra special. And we are running for 5 days this year, which is one day in addition to previous years. So the festival will start on the Wednesday and run through till late night on the Sunday. So each night there will be headlining acts at the main 8 o'clock reading in the Byer. The final night will be two big American poets, Mark Strand and Jody Graham.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Other headliners, we have a lot of headliners from the UK as well. We have Ruth Padell, George Surtees, Sean O'Brien, Alistair Reid is Scottish. We'll call him Scottish, although he's obviously American as well these days.
Yeah.
Alistair Reid, we have Jackie Kay, another big Scottish name. Jack Mapanji, Empty as Darker, Mimi Kalvati. We have some younger, exciting new names. Jane Ye, whose first book has had a lot of critical acclaim. Polly Clark, another Scottish name, Jen Hadfield.
Wow, it's huge, isn't it?
It's really huge, yes.
It's a really huge thing. I mean, it must be that, did you start working on this festival more or less as soon as the last one finished?
Oh, before that. Before that. We have about an 18-month run-in to a festival.
Good Lord.
So yeah. I am now actually starting to put together ideas for 2008.
Yes.
It always gets a bit tricky in the run-up to a festival when I'm juggling two sets of ideas. What's surprising is how things do tend to meld together, because what's been surprising me when I've been going through the biographies of a lot of the poets we have to prepare the full programme is discovering how many of the poets we've invited, possibly because we were thinking of them as appropriate poets to invite for one theme, mm-hmm. are actually relevant to the other. For example, Empty as Darker, who we were thinking of as being an appropriate poet for the Homelands in Exile, since she grew up in Glasgow but now divides her time between Wales and London and India, is a filmmaker and has made poetry films.
Amazing, yeah.
It is, yes. So, yes, there are definite overlaps. Sometimes it gets a bit more subtle than that. The Scotsman last year said something rather nice. One of our themes last year was land poetry and landscape and the environment. And in one of the reviews, I think it was Susan Mansfield, said that there was a kind of undercurrent that ran through the whole festival of environmental concerns, which kind of surfaced in different events, which I thought
lovely.
Was a nice idea.
Yes.
So it would be nice to think that the idea of poetry in the moving image, and indeed Homelands in Exile, might work in the same way as surfacing in unexpected places.
Well, you should have sort of promenade poets, and they would be the moving image, as it were.
Well,
watch this space. You may already have done.
Yes, we have in the moving image. We also have another rather interesting event. We're having a Slovakian dance troupe who will interpret poems through dance.
Lovely. I like that idea.
So not just film.
Do you know they get these sort of Buddhist prayer flags? And you get all of these little kind of words but fluttering around in the air. That's a nice idea.
It is. It's
well,
a lovely idea. Yes.
Yeah, you could get children to do that in schools and have little fluttering.
I could see haiku flags with haiku
flags
on them.
Haiku on them fluttering along. That would be lovely, actually, wouldn't it?
One of our committee members who was introducing the series of events in the All Saints Church last year, on the final night when Dawn got up to introduce the poets, she looked out across the audience and said, "A lot of familiar faces by now." And I thought that was lovely, and it really summed up what develops over any festival is this kind of community that builds up.
Almost a sort of nomadic community then.
Yes.
In a sense, coming together.
And not only people coming to be audience members, but what's always especially nice is participants who stay on and join in the festival and who are in the audience for other events.
It's an interesting thing, this notion of a festival. I mean, it's just talking about it like this makes me think of it. You can see it also as a sort of blossoming in terms of the actual event, a blossoming and then a seeding, as it were. All these little spores of people go off to their other places, wherever they've come from, the ones who aren't from St Andrews, and take with them the kind of seed of whatever inspiration or opened up perspective or, you know, just whatever dream that it comes out of a festival of poetry like that.
I hope that's right. I think poetry events can, as well as offering an interpretation of poetry and an access into poetry, and of course the opportunity to hear poetry aloud, as poetry should so often be, the ideas that are introduced in the poems and by the poets can stick with you, and you take them away, and it's amazing the directions they can take you off in.
In poetry, that is the thing. It's very condensed. There's a great richness and depth and sort of lateral possibilities and all the rest.
As you say, these images can be so intense that they can summon up some kind of connection from the listeners, which may be completely separate to what the poet had in mind.
Once it goes out there into the imaginations of the listeners or readers, then it does take on a different life. There's a very odd playoff between the control that's required in the art of writing and also the freedom for things to arise from the subconscious.
I think that's right. And I think what is interesting is how different types of events at festivals can work in different ways and on different levels. And one of the things we try is to have a wide assortment of events and different types of readings. Mm-hmm. So although we have what I said a few minutes ago, were headline acts in the Bayer Theatre at 8 o'clock each night, equally important are other strands. For example, we have pamphlet poets, poets who have found the pamphlet very useful. We have a strand of pamphlet poet events in a lovely atmospheric venue, the Undercroft.
And there's quite a movement for performance poetry as well, isn't there?
And we are certainly not avoiding taking advantage of the excellent performance poets that are around now. We will have lunchtime performance, what we like to call, punning slightly, stand-up, pun on stanza, stand-up poets at lunchtime. But we have another performance event this year, which will be a new, what we will say, stand-up takes to the big stage.
There's some performance poetry that really doesn't work on the page. It just doesn't. But there's something about the presence and delivery and the whole performance that elevates it to something quite specific and connecting to oral.
It does indeed, yes.
Discharge, sort of thing.
That's right. Obviously, it's an area that there is some controversy about. If it's poetry, is it poetry if it doesn't work on the page? But it's certainly interesting to see how performance poets can use the spoken word in such an effective way. And I do think, to some extent, the heard element of poetry, the spoken, you know, that to hear it, is so important, even in individual readings, to emphasise how important it is that when somebody is simply reading poetry, they hear it in their head as they read it, rather than just read it as one would read prose.
I think that once you've heard a poet or a writer, then the rhythms, the breathing, the whole thing comes into your mind in a very vivid way thereafter, and you do hear their voice. It just makes a sort of an inflection of the spirit of the person into the into the words that you see printed.
Oh, I think that's right. It certainly is wonderful to hear a poet who is a good reader, to hear how they read their own work. And as you say, you take that away with you, and that voice is there whenever you read their poetry again. We had Margaret Atwood at a special stanza event in St Andrews in October, and she made a point of saying that the actual text on the page is like the black dots that make up musical notation, that you have to lift it off the page for it to become poetry. So you have to hear it in your head.
There's also something very visual that happens. We're back to film, I suppose, but with poetry, it's often more sort of floating images. With a story, the narrative, as I remember it, particularly from things I read in my childhood, presents almost like a film that I've seen.
Yes.
All of your senses are stimulated.
I know some people say that poetry in some ways is closer to film as a medium than to prose. Film can close in on something. A poem can close in on an image in the same way. I have been attending stanza festivals since the first one. I think there was only one that I didn't actually go to, so I was always an audience member.
Where are you based?
I'm in Leven, I'm about 15 miles from St Andrews. So I always did go up to events, and that was really how I got involved, because eventually I got to know some of the organisers. One event I can't possibly not mention is our 100 Poets event. These are not all local poets. These are national and international poets who have agreed to come and read on the Sunday afternoon as part of a 100 poets reading.
Oh, wow.
Which we think... We think this will be the biggest...
Oh, Guinness Book of Records time.
Well, that's a whole other story, but we think this will be certainly the biggest in Scotland, unless anybody can tell me different.
Right. Oh, well, I really look forward to it. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.